KXRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Some strong winds in San Francisco on Sunday. Dalton Berenger is with the National Weather Service and says strong weather and high winds are not unheard of. Berenger says a tornado did not touch down in San Francisco, but one did occur elsewhere in the state. Residents of the Mayotte area are still reeling from the impact of a major tropical storm that happened over the weekend. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump set to take office in January with a promise of carrying out mass deportations, leaving Honduras and other Central American countries, bracing for a potential influx of migrants, a situation they are ill-prepared to handle. Migrants and networks aiding deportees in Central America's Northern Triangle worry their return could thrust them into even deeper economic and humanitarian problems. Chancellor Olaf Scholz faces a confidence vote in the German parliament that he's expected to lose. That will pave the way for the European Union's most populous member and biggest economy to hold an early election in February. Scholz's notoriously rancorous three-party government collapsed last month when the chancellor fired his finance minister in a long-running dispute over how to revitalize Germany's struggling and stagnant economy. Those mystery drones still causing a lot of question marks over the Northeast. New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith's comments, courtesy of WABC.
Congress, yes, and the president, yes, need to move quickly to expand state and local authorities' powers. But DOD has it right now.
The FBI is among several agencies investigating the mystery drones and asking residents to share any videos, photos, and other information they may have about them. This is SRN News. Christians have been giving more, as Michael Harrington reports.
A new report from the American Bible Society indicates that believers who are serious about their faith are more apt to donate to their church and to charities than less engaged people of faith and the population as a whole. ABS has released a statement saying, quote, "People who consistently read the Bible and live by its teachings are more likely to give. They also give far more." The survey also finds that poorer people actually give a higher percentage of their income. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism surging around the country, the White House has announced what it calls the first ever national strategy to fight Islamophobia. The proposal from the lame duck administration details more than 100 possible steps to curb hate, violence, bias, and discrimination against Muslims and Arab Americans. Officials worked on the anti-Islamophobia plan for months and are finally releasing it just 5 weeks before President Biden leaves office. This is SRN News. ABC News has agreed to pay $15 million for Donald Trump's presidential library. The network's decision settles a lawsuit over anchor George Stephanopoulos' inaccurate on-air assertion that the president-elect had been found civilly liable for sexual assault.
In addition to payout for the library, ABC will also have to post a notice of regret on its website and has to pay $1 million for Trump's legal fees.
The European Central Bank cutting interest rates by a quarter point.
The cut comes amid signs of weakening growth and concern about the impact of political chaos in France and the possibility of new U.S. import tariffs. The bank's rate-setting committee made the decision to lower the benchmark rate from 3.25% to 3%. Lower rates should support growth amid signs that the post-pandemic recovery is slowing in the 20 countries that use the euro currency.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.